This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region.
21st sadi ka ek kalkhand na bhuto na bhavishyati jaisa hai. Ek taraf yuddh ki vibhishika hai, supply chain phir se tahas nahas ho rahi hai. Sanyukt Rashtra jaisi vaishvik sansthaon ki prathmikta par सवालिया निशान लग रहे हैं और ऐसे कालखंड में हमारा भारत इन विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी आगे बढ़ रहा है. आज दुनिया इतिहास के जिस महत्वपूर्ण पड़ाव पर खड़ी है, उस पड़ाव पर जिस देश का नाम सबसे ज्यादा चर्चा में है, वो है भारत.
Mr. Modi said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will reach Kokrajhar in the afternoon and will perform Bhumi Pujan, lay foundation stones and flag off projects worth rupees 4,570 crore. On the same occasion, the PM will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar and will also flag off three new trains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also release 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the supplementary demands for grants, second batch for 2025-26. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion in the House. In the Rajya Sabha, further discussion will be taken up on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Yesterday, in Lok Sabha, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri made a statement about the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption in the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. In football, Pritika Barman struck twice as the Indian under-17 women's team defeated Myanmar 2-0 in the first of two international friendly matches at the Tuvana Stadium in Yangon yesterday. The friendlies are part of India's preparations for the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup scheduled to be held in Suzhou, China from May 1st to May 17, 2026. Myanmar, who have also qualified for the continental tournament, are using the fixtures as part of the build-up as well. The second friendly match will be on Saturday, March 14, 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.